Dr. Hobbiter now dictating in clinic note on Anna Parola, Anna, A-N-A, last name Parola, P-A-R-R-I-I-L-A, birthday 11-22-63, dictation 12-20. Patients seen for follow-up with recent COVID for retesting, states that she's still feeling bad with coughing, congestion, chest pain with cough, also with vague intermittent anterior chest pain, with dizziness and shortness of breath, at rest, taking finished medications from a prior visit, except for Finnegan DM, history of high hypertension and low back pain, and GERD. The symptoms non-contributory. Past clinical history, otherwise non-contributory, vital signs, in normal limits with an O2 saturation of 98. So the continued respiratory distress with history of recent COVID. Patient had chest x-ray obtained, showed no acute abnormalities. Also had CBC obtained. Patient requested additional lab work. That was last done in April, so additionally, lipid, CMP, TSH, and lipid hemoglobin were done, which had been done before with elevated cholesterol. Had been seen before with advice to see cardiologist Dr. Clem, but appointment was not accomplished. Stage, she's planning on returning to work tomorrow, working in a casino. Reevaluation without other definite findings because of persistence of symptoms and because of prior abnormal EKG. EKG was repeated, this time showing only left axis deviation in the left anterior fascicular block without other possible left ventricular hypertrophy, otherwise without acute changes. Diagnosis is residual bronchitis from recent COVID infection. Patient was given prescription for doxycycline, additional prednisone, 10 milligrams to take daily, tapering dose. As well as cherry testing a peak or cough, to follow up in an age of moving. Again, advised to see a cardiologist in the near future. We'll attempt to give referral to a Spanish-speaking cardiologist if possible. Further cardiac evaluation as requested before. Thank you, Dr. Halvig. Also advised to reduce fat content in her diet and to repeat lipid panel in 3 to 6 months. Thank you, Dr. Halvig.